Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Ranger Nation, this is Shadow A22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com, welcoming to another grid commentary where the category for this month is...
The category is...
The Goofball. Honk, honk.
We will be serving three different distinct looks, and we have to construct one from scratch.
I didn't know we were going to be sewing. I don't know how to sew. This is season 13. Of course you gotta fucking sew.
I didn't know I had to sew. Wait, Snatch Game, what's that? I'm not prepared.
I tell you what challenges beforehand, bitch.
All right, y'all just heard them, but joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Hi.
And Amba.
What's up?
So today we will be watching episode 20 of Power Rangers Dino Thunder titled It's a Mad, Mad Mackerel, written by Mark Hoffmeyer and directed by Paul Grinder. In this episode, Kira gains the position of an assistant on a popular children's series, but its mascot is captured and transformed into the Mad Mackerel. For those unaware what a commentary is, me, Austin, and Amber will watch the episode together and we'll talk over it, while you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at home can watch along on your DVDs, or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes. I won't judge. So to sync up and join along as we watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go-go.
10, 9, 8, 7... 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Power Rangers roar.
Oh, that's a throwback. Closer with the force of ages. Centuries gone by.
We've done a lot of Dino Thunder, haven't we?
I think this is the third one, right?
Yeah, we did the team up. We did Lost and Found in Translation in this.
Yeah.
This song always fucking bops.
It's a jam.
We're the best.
We is ours forevermore. Practice of the white. Defend this one fight.
Dino Rangers war.
Power Rangers score. Save us from these evil forces. Win. We just win. Power from within. Let the way is ours forevermore.
Boom.
We get real baby with it.
That never gets old.
Never, ever.
That's great.
It's iconic.
You say that now. Slap the shit out of him.
Channel 3 News? Oh, good for her.
I don't know why she's getting an internship at a news station. Like, that really doesn't make sense with her character.
Why wouldn't she do, like, a recording studio internship or something?
I mean, I guess Risa doesn't have... Oh, no, they do.
Make it make sense.
I mean, it's a goofy filler. I'm okay for whatever they do for this episode, because it is iconic.
It's like, that was basically him telling Ethan to go touch grass. He's like, you need to go touch grass. Oh my gosh, this fashion, those fucking hats.
I stan.
Every, like, blonde white girl wore that hat.
They did. And every, like, kind of manky white boy wore that kind of, like, beanie.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Work! The funky fisherman!
Yes.
There's no coffee in it.
Asshole.
Oh, poor Kira. But I mean, you signed up for this. You think you're actually going to be doing, like, good stuff being an intern? This is the shit interns do. Did you not watch season 4 of Glee?
Too much cream. I could have told you that. Barista.
What is that with you? Work with these people. Queen. I mean, he is wearing a ascot, so.
It's the hair for me.
It's the eyebrows for me. Okay, you should have been carrying those in something. What the fuck?
Oh, yikes, tapes. That makes me feel old.
Well, facts are facts, America.
This was 17 years ago. Oh!
Wait, Dino Thunder was 17 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2004.
This came out the year I graduated high school.
Oh my god.
I'm an old fucking lady.
Oof. That makes me feel gross. Who the fuck are you?
He's the...
You forgot one.
That's Funky Bishop. He's Marty the Mackerel. He becomes the Mad Mackerel.
It's the lips for me right there. Oh, there's some dick-sucking lips, honey.
Yeah, if those were important tapes, they would be in cases and you would have them in a basket or something. Yeah!
Fisherman cartoon show. So grab your gear and we'll all go. Look, it's Marty the Mackerel. He'll hook us a cartoon spectacle. Of course I know the song.
Imagine you say brilliant as us watching this. Fish, brilliant.
Happy fish, happy fish, happy fish, happy mackerel.
Oh my god, damn, Trent. This fucking
I game. Love Evil Trent. We didn't get enough Evil Trent.
I know.
That's Ooh, kinky. Punishment Chamber. All together? Please.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, by the way, this is the last episode. Elsa has the cornrows, so thank God for that.
Yeah, that was not the look, honey.
It was like a braid helmet. It wasn't, I don't think it was actually her, it was actually supposed to be her hair.
Yeah, it was like a helmet thing.
Yeah, it was like a helmet with cornrows. I'm like, I love the tail more. I like a tighten up pony.
I'm just saying, these two are gonna fuck. I smell sexual tension.
Of course you do.
You know what? Hey, that's my job.
It is. Aren't those still like M&Ms or something? Like, there's no taste to them. They're all chocolate. Oh, they might be Skittles.
Fuck. Dude, just keep climbing.
He's comic relief. He has to be in trouble. He's got to be in danger.
Just punch her in the tit. Kira's secret to coolness is literally just lots of fishnet.
Cha-cha-cha, ha-cha-cha.
Oh, you're all wet. You too.
Yeah.
The frightening
fish. That's a ranger meme.
Oh, yes.
Nyah! Nyah! I love Elsa's battle cry. God, that dude is like really into his character. Like, come on now. You can turn it off. Or what?
What are you gonna fucking do? You're inside the TV. You're no more threatening than Mike TV.
Am I coming in clear?
Uh-huh. I said, Mom, am I coming in clear?
It's none of your fucking business. How about we just break the TV and pretend he was never there? Did you hear this porno music in the background?
Yep, that's
it's like some wicked like much. 70s like
Well, that's pretty much Trent's theme song, actually.
I mean, the suit is sexy, but damn. It's like, hey, this guy kind of looks like Snide. Oh, I'm funny. I cracked myself up. Just that creepy sexual energy Mezagog gives off.
Like his mouth is always hanging out. It's kind of creepy.
And look at that! Like, goddamn! Tommy's never looked better, guys.
Yeah, this is around the time where he's just stuck in a suit all the time.
Nanya!
Ah, look. SPD / Grid Bad Force, I think.
She is serving fashion.
I mean, that is 2004.
What is the fashion?
What is it fashion?
It's fashion.
All right, this is around the time where Cassidy and Devin wanted to find out the identities of Power Rangers.
I like
that. Too late.
Yeah. I mean, Balkan sculpted it, but, I mean, give them something to do other than just do comic relief stuff. Give them a goal. Ugh, love this morph.
Yeah. These suits look so good. Let's get Kira in 2021, guys. Come on.
Ew.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Come out of his stomach, too. Oof.
Disgusting!
Yucky.
I love how ridiculous.
Damn, this was Wackadoodles and Abba Ranger.
Abba Ranger was Wackadoodle. Like,
I mean, yeah, I watched Lost and Found translation. Yeah, it was pretty wackadoodles.
And even that was made sillier. Like, it wasn't that silly, but still pretty silly.
Yeah, not sure what they plan on doing with humans as olives, but work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hold on, this is a pin, but also a dagger.
I love the Draco sword. I have no idea how it becomes a long sword and a dagger, but
it's a lot of magic.
Yeah.
No, where the fun would be in that?
No one asked you.
That suddenly just looks like Tommy's stuff.
Yeah, why did you base it off Tommy's colors? Okay. Shut up.
Huh?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. It's like, hold on, let's waste a few more seconds of time.
We literally just saw this 2 minutes ago.
And you know what? Love to see it.
I mean, yeah, it's a great morph.
Oh, look, he got the four-wheeler out.
Gotta get those ATVs. Because Disney was really obsessed with ATV vehicles for some reason.
Every season.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're easier to get the dirt bikes.
Overdrive. Oh no, not the human olives.
That's some.
Yeah, really needed that reaction from the funky fisherman on that TV. Marty, snap out of it, Marty.
Cheer up, Charlie.
Yeah! It's a trick! It's a bomb!
Run away, stupid!
Yeah!
It's like I'm burning my whole outfit!
Even the hat. Mad Mackerel is kind of baby.
A little bit.
It's a goth rainstorm, guys.
That's acid rain for you.
This dick. I like how scrappy that Tyrannosaurus runs. He's such a little scrappy scrap.
Yeah, he's no Rexy.
I know. I just love a good scrappy Tyrannosaurus. And so does Japan.
They love those Red Rangers with Tyrannosaurus Rex swords.
That's oh, yes. Sure.
We're on our fourth.
You know what? It's fine. Dinosaurs are always cool.
Shit, fifth if you count the Quantasaurus Rex.
No, because...
The what?
I don't even count Quantasaurus Rex.
The T-Rex from Time Force?
No one counts that.
That's not real. That was an illusion made up by a corporation.
Yeah, but Quantum Ranger's not a Red Ranger, Hanny.
I know, but it's still a Red Zord.
Sure.
Yeah, they just use all the same dinosaurs pretty much for different things. Like, they have the Ankylosaurus here and the Parasaur here.
But to be fair, Dino Thunder had like a bajillion and a half fucking dinosaurs. So, of course, they were going to reuse some.
True. But I guess it's good that Dino Fury is using different kind of dinosaurs they haven't used for main rangers. Mostly pink and black. Sabretooth's not a fucking dinosaur. I don't know why that's a Zord this season.
Because they needed a cat. Well, Mastodon isn't a dinosaur either, so. You know who that guy fucking looks like? Fucking looks like Tin Man from Wizard of Oz. Right? That's the fucking lipstick. It's just way he talks. I'm like, this motherfucker is from the Wizard of Oz. They're gonna fuck.
Z
for the sakes. He's like, I'm coming back as Snide. Look at that. Even the gay beam that took him away. And they lived happily ever after and adopted 5 children.
And 3 fishes. Oh no! Oh no, foiled by lemonade.
That's not fruit punch, that's lemonade. That's unsanitary.
That's why you should transfer them to DVDs, go digital.
You know how expensive that shit was in 2004, Raymond?
I know.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that!
It's still bullshit that Haley was credited as a guest star. She was in more fucking episodes than JDF, I swear. I mean,
she was actually in the episode and he wasn't, so...
Yeah, he was doing voiceover in fucking Texas.
The audacity.
Alrighty, so that was It's a Mad, Mad Necro. Y'all have any heavy hot takes before we wrap this shit up?
Just the season's like god tier, really, honestly.
I love Dino Thunder.
Even Tommy can't make this season a shitty season, to be honest.
Dino Thunder is my second favorite season, so that should tell you how much I love Dino Thunder. And I love this episode because it's a goofy romp. And of course, I had to pick this for our first year of Goofy Filler Month.
The Goof Bowl.
Alrighty, so that's the end of our episode. So what did you think of the episode? Let us know by tweeting us at TheGridPR. Tune in next time where we'll be starting Austin's birthday picks in May.
Yay!
With a commentary for episode 35 of Power Rangers Time Force, Nadira's Dream Date.
Yes!
Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid. But until then, everybody say bye!
Bye!
Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches!